This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
In fact, I'll come back, if necessary, we'll come back to the end of Perek Gimel, but to start in the middle, we either have to relearn Perek Gimel from the beginning, or we have to start at Yud Aleph is going to be too difficult. Start with Perek Dalet. The Matzav Ha'odom Bo'ilom Hazeh. Regarding man's situation in this world, is this machine working? Did it just start now moving, or was it before the whole debate about the minyonim? Tchunas atzmoy shel ha'odom b'chelkov b'harkavosom. We're going to discuss the essence of the human being, his different parts and how they fit together. V'hamokum asher hu musam bo, and the environment in which he is placed, b'chol ma'ashem islav eloy, and everything that revolves around it. This is a very important parak. B'v'chinas ha'odom atzmoy, with regard to the understanding of man himself, hinei kvar zochanu, we've already established, eichu murkav, how he is put together. She'nitchu bo shnei hafochim, that there are synthesized in man two opposites. V'hainu, and that is, and the shomo v'haguf, the soul and the body. V'ulam hinei anachnu royim be'ineinu, and we see with our own eyes, she'achumrius rishonis boy, that the primary aspect or element in man's constitution is matter. V'toldoseho chazokus boy me'oid, and the results of that primary element in man are very powerful. Ki hinei miyad achar leidosoi, for immediately after his birth, kimat kulo chomri, he is virtually entirely material. Ve'ein ha-seichel poel boi elo me'at, and despite what his mother might think, his seichel does not have much role in his activities, only a very little bit. So when a baby is born, he is virtually entirely matter. The effect, the influence of his neshoma and his mind is minimal. Uchafi his gadloi, and as he goes up, yelech haseichel holoich v'chozok, the intellect develops and becomes increasingly powerful. B'chol echod kafi in yonoi, each one according to its own abilities. Val kol ponim loy sosur achumrius mimshol boy. But nevertheless, matter does not cease to rule over him, umehatois oise elinyono, and to tip him over towards in its favor. So one starts off with the material aspect of the human being is dominant, and it's dominant because that's the way it starts off. So it's not inherently dominant. Inherently, we discussed at the beginning, you remember, that man is constituted equally of the two, so that he's put into an equal situation. But because the early stages of his life are primarily chumrius, are primarily material, and only later on does the intellect begin to take a part in the development of his life, that's why the chumrius is so powerful. However, if he will grow in intellect, the yilmod boy, and he will use his intellect to study with, to learn with, and to develop, the yischazek bidrocheo, and he will strengthen himself in the ways of his intellect. He will develop the power to conquer his nature. And he will not cast aside the reign of his tivus. That's a lovely phrase which is used often in the classical Bali Musa, that the tivus are held by a rein. It's not that they have to be discarded, they merely have to be reined in, and they have to be directed, and the power of the intellect is the rein. That's what reins it in. The yisatzeim loleches b'halichus haseichel, and he will develop the strength of character to walk in the direction of the seichel, of the intellect. So enormous intellectual effort is needed to develop the mind to the point where it becomes the dominant factor in the way the person operates. ואולם תוכיס העניונים האלה שעצוסי נמצויים העבירס והחישך בטבע. In the existence of matter and in its essence, one finds the natural place of averus, of wrongdoing and darkness. Now, chushik, darkness is a term that he's going to use frequently to define lack of clarity, lack of purity, obscurity. One does things in the dark that one wouldn't do in the daytime. Why is one doing this? Because one doesn't see. But if one saw clearly, one would operate differently. And that's the meaning of the use of the word chushik. And he says here that the place, the natural place of averus and chushik is with matter. V'hi metzius rechoiko me'oid v'hepchis l'mashu ha'inyon be'emes l'krevim el hakel. And this is in fact so far and so distant from those aspects and those essences which are close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, his Barach Shemay. V'mizdabkim b'kedushoso, and those who cleave to his kedusho, v'anashom ha'atzmo, and the nashom itself. Afal pisha ba'atzmo hi zacho ve'elyoino. Even though naturally the soul is pure and elevated, when this pure soul is placed inside material body, and becomes intricately intertwined with it, the neshama finds itself cast aside from its true purpose, hativi, its natural purpose, el inyon hefchiloi, to its opposite. So the neshama, when it's in the guf, finds itself very uncomfortable. It finds itself now surrounded and bound to a system which is totally foreign to it. El inyon hefchilo ukevusho boi bekoach machriach, and it is conquered by this with an inevitable power. Lo yisucho latzeis mimenu, it cannot escape from it. Elohim kein tis ameitz bekoach chozot min hakoach hamachricho, unless it's able to overpower with a stronger power than the force which is forcing it to stay with it where it is. So you see the tensions which inevitably must develop within the human being. You've got a body which and matter which is naturally pulling in one direction, and you've got an neshama which is totally uncomfortable and pulling in an opposite direction. And since the Ribbono Shel Olam decreed that this synthesis of mind and soul and of soul and body should never separate, perush, that means, ki pirud hamavso, you'll say, what about death? Death is a separation. That's temporary. The natural state and the permanent state is the synthesis of body and soul. There is a temporary separation, as we learned in the previous perek. Ach achar kach tzricho loshuv laguf. But after that it comes back into the body. And body and soul thereafter exist together forever. It is necessary that the neshama will try to strengthen itself and weaken the power of darkness and matter. That is its role. Since it realizes it's going to be there forever, its only means of survival is to become so strong that it's actually able to weaken the power of matter. Ad sheyishoyer haguf bilti choshuch, until the body is free of darkness. So what is the neshama doing? Yeah, the neshama is affecting the body. That's the only way it can live in peace with itself, is to actually change the whole state of the body. V'az yuchol is alusu imo, and then the body can elevate itself together with the soul. V'leyur ba'ir ha'elyon, and to have benefit from the Ribbono Shel Olam's light. Tachas ma'ishu hoyso hi mischasheches v'nishpeles imoi bitchilo. Instead of the soul finding itself pulled down by the body. So body and soul operate on one another. The only question is, which one is operating on which? Is the body pulling down the soul, or is the soul elevating the body? But at any given time, one of those two processes are taking place. When man finds himself in this world, he finds himself in a situation where matter plays an enormous part in his life. And since matter is dark and murky, I think your English says, which is good, it's opaque. Yes. I thought murky was even better. Murky and dark. Nimtzo ha'odom b'choshech godol. Man finds himself in the midst of great darkness. V'rochuk ma'oid b'mashu ro'iloi. Shiyye li'yis mistabik bo'yiz ba'ach shemoy. And very far from how he ought to be in order to cleave to the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'omnam b'zeh tzorech shiyosim ishtad lusoy l'chazek es nishmosu neged k'achumroi. And what he has to do is to be mechazek his neshoma against his chomer, lahetiv es matzovi, to improve his state, lahalus atzmo ilui arashir haroilui, to raise himself and to elevate himself to the degree that is necessary to do so. So the way that we do this is not by denigrating the body, but by elevating the neshoma and the spiritual side. That's just one of the many reasons that learning becomes so important, that Limud Torah becomes so important. How do you do this? How do you exercise the neshoma? To get the neshoma to a point where it's stronger than the body. So to my say, mitzvah is one of the ways, but learning is by far the most powerful way. But during that time, one's operating, it's like doing press-ups with the neshoma. The neshoma is becoming stronger, the neshoma is becoming dominant, and it's not that it separates itself from the goof. It works on the goof, it purifies the goof, it spiritualizes the goof. And that's why one can see on a person's face how he's learning. Because his body doesn't remain the same and just his neshoma is improving. The body itself is affected by every little bit of neshoma exercise that a human being does. Let's just do the next paragraph as well. And the place where a person finds himself is also material and dark, this world. The cholanim soim shaboy chomrim, and everything else is material. V'ha'esek shel odom boy uve'oilomoy. And man's activities in this world, in himself and in this world, e'efsha shiye elo esek chomri v'gufoni, has to be material action, activity. Kivan sheku, this is where Eastern religions get it all wrong. They try and establish a system of avoda which is all spiritual. Derech Hashem, you can't do that. You can do that in Olam Haba. You can have a spiritual system of avodah, but you can't have a spiritual system of avodah here. You've got to have a practical, material system of avodah. Kivan shekulam chomrim begufonim, because everything is physical and material. V'tchunoso shel odom atzmo v'arkovos chalokov machriches l'ha'esek hazeh. And the way man is made, and the way the different parts of him are put together, obligate him to be involved in that. Ki i'efshel mibli achilo v'shtiyo, man can't live without eating and drinking, v'shar kol ha'inyonim ativim, and all sorts of other natural functions. V'efshel mibli hoin, and you can't exist without wealth, v'kinyan, and possession. V'shiyuchel latzik tzorcho v'eleh, and one needs to be able to achieve these things. That's part of life. There's no point in separating that and saying that's not part of spiritual life. That's where the Ribbono Shel Olam has put us. That is part of life. V'nimtza shebein mitzad gufo shel ha'odom. And it comes out that whether it's through man's body, bein mitzad olamo, whether through his environment, uvein mitzad asokov, or from his activities, hu tavua b'chomer u'meshuko b'cheshko, he finds himself sunken in matter, and drowning in matter, and sunken in darkness. Va'omal godol v'yishtadlus chazoka yitzdarchu loy l'hisalois al matzav zach mizeh. An enormous energy and great effort is needed to elevate himself from this situation. While simultaneously his nature demands that he involves himself in these areas. And that's the subject of this whole sefer. How the human being functions in a material world, having to involve himself in material activities daily, and he needs to and it's right to, and yet not to find himself pulled down into a material system where it's his body that's operating and it's the matter which is operating rather than his mind and his neshama. That's really what we'll be doing.
How's a woman able to then enter?
Also, she has through her Maisa HaMitzvahs. She has each one is given what they need. Sure, for her it's powerful enough. For a man it's not powerful enough. For her it's powerful enough. Sorry? Yeah, because the power of the material is greater. So Simon will also use the power of the material and physical brute force until the bodies are weakened and the minds are made stronger. And you know, Simon, what a schus you'll have. Do you realize? If the din is that the center that comes to shul has the schus of the whole minion, can you imagine where you're not just the center that comes to shul, but you're responsible for everybody who's there? What a chelik you have in everybody's davening.
I'd just like to warn you all, make sure your insurance is in good state, because if you're not insured on time, you'll have stones thrown in your room.
As Alan said, we could go to buy this year.